Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Lamed. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah in the lower half of Daf Lamed, 7 lines from the bottom. Before we begin the actual text, we glance at the side, we see a topic heading, which reads as follows: Hanoder miyorde hayam, one who swears, which takes an oath in terms of preventing benefit from yorde hayam, seafarers, miyoshve hayabosha, people that live on dry land. Hagemara tidoin al eich magdirim elu shemafligim me'akoy liyafo. The Gemara will evaluate how we judge, how do we categorize those that travel, though on the sea, but very short distances from Akko to Yafo. These are two seaside cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah, Hanoder miyorde hayam, one who vows not to benefit from those that are seafarers. Mutar biyoshve hayabosh, he's allowed to benefit from those that live on dry land. Miyoshve hayabosha, if he vows not to benefit from those that are land dwellers, osur miyorde hayam, he is not allowed to benefit from the seafarers. Shiyordayam bichlal yoshvei ayabosha. Seafarers are considered within the general category of land dwellers. Now there's an expression that follows that is not clear. The Gemara will have to explain what this clause is a reference to. It says, lo ka'elu shaholchim me'ako li'afo, not like those that travel from Akko to Yafo, two seaside communities in Israel, Elo b'misha darkoi lifrosh, but rather like someone whose practice is to go out to sea at great distances. Rav Popov, Rav Acho Brei, Rav Iko, Chad Masni Areisha v'Chad Masni Aseifa. One teaches the closing phrase as a comment on the Reisha, and one teaches it as a comment on the Seifa. The Reisha being the early part of the Mishnah, the Seifa being the latter part of the Mishnah. Fortunately for us, the Gemara spells it all out. Man de toni a Reisha, masni hochi. The one who attaches this final clause to the Reisha reads or teaches it as follows. Hanoder miyorde hayam, someone who vows not to benefit from seafarers, mutu biyoshvi yabosha. He's allowed to benefit from land dwellers. Hobior de Adam Hayam Osir, however, from seafarers, no. Velo ka'elu, the ban that the self-imposed ban does not apply. Ha'hoyuchin, we continue at the top of Omid Veis, ha'hoyuchin mi'ako li'afo. Though they are sea travelers, the ban does not apply to those that sail from Akko to Yafo. Tahalim ki yoshvi yabosha ninu. They are like land dwellers. They basically sail along the coast. They're like land dwellers. Elo mimisha darko lifrosh. When he forswears benefiting from seafarers, he has in mind only those that travel to the high seas. And the version that attaches or explains the closing phrase to the latter part of the Mishnah learns it as follows. One who swears not to benefit from land dwellers, he's not allowed to benefit from seafarers. Velo be'elu ha'hochim me'ako li'afo bilvad. When we say that his vow not to benefit from land dwellers includes yordei hayam, it's not just including those that travel along the coast. Elafilu mishadako lifrosh, even those that traveled out to the high seas, is included in his vow. Since in the end they all come back to dry land, even those that travel out to the high seas. So his neder not to benefit from the land dwellers will include the high sea sailors as well. The Mishnah. Hanoder miroye hachama osur af besumin. One who swears not to benefit from roe hachama, literally those that see the sun, is preventing himself from benefiting even from the blind. Shelo niskaven ze, in his statement, I don't want to benefit from roe hachama, his intention is elo lamisha hachama roya oison. Those that are seen by the sun, those upon whom the sun shines, while the sun shines upon the blind as well. Now, how does the Mishnah know that? Mai taimo midolo komar min haroyin. He didn't vow not to benefit from those that are sighted. Had he used that expression, I vow not to benefit min horoyin, from those that are sighted, I would have understood that he would be able to benefit from the blind. But he didn't use that expression. So now, the expression that he did use, he vows not to benefit from roye achamo, from those upon whom the sun shines. Who's excluded by that vow? The Gemara explains, la'afuke dogim v'ubrim, to the exclusion of fish and the unborn fetuses. The Mishnah. Hanoider mishchoyri harosh, osur bekarchin ubalei sevois, person who vows not to benefit from the literally it means the black-headed ones, the ones with black hair. But you're going to see that that is a literal translation that really doesn't have any bearing on the point of the vow. So one who vows not to benefit from Shchoy Rosh is also, he cannot benefit from the bald, nor can he benefit from those that are silver or gray or white-haired either. Umuter benoshim ubiktanim, he is allowed to benefit from women and from minors. She'ein nikroim shchoyri harosh elo anoshim. The term shchoyri harosh applies only to males. My taimo, why is he forbidden to benefit from the bald? He spoke about not benefiting from the black-haired. Answer, midelo komar mibale se'ar. From the fact that he did not, in his vow, say, I don't want to benefit from those that have hair. Had he said, I don't want to benefit, I refuse to benefit, I vow not to benefit from those that have hair, he would have been allowed to benefit from the bald. But he didn't say that. He said, Mishchoyer Harosh. And as the Mishnah says, Shchoyer Harosh means, is a general term referring to adult males. Umuter benoshim ubiktanim, sheinikroim Shchoyer Harosh elo anoshim. He's allowed to benefit from women and from the minors. The term shcharosh applies only to males. My taimo. Answer. Gemara is asking, why is it that the term shcharosh limits you to males and excludes females and the minors? The Gemara explains, Anoshim zimnin demichsu reshayu zimnin demiglu reshayu. Men, males, sometimes their heads are exposed. Michsu means they're covered. Miglu means exposed. Sometimes their heads are covered, and sometimes their heads are exposed. Avol noshim li'oyle michsu. Women, their hair is always covered. Uktanim li'olam miglu. And when it comes to minors, kids, children, their hair is always exposed. According to the Ran, if this person had in mind, let us say, to include Kitanim, he would have said that I vow not to benefit from the Megule Harosh. But he didn't say that. And likewise, with regard to women, had he intended to ban a benefit from women, he would have said Mi Mechuse Harosh. That those are the terms that are used to describe women and children. But he didn't use either of those terms. He used the term Shchorei Harosh. The Rashi has a different angle to this. Rashi says, we'll look at that together in the text of Rashi, Uktanim lo lemiglu rishay klomar, iu kinodar, when he, this fellow, took the vow concerning Shchorei Harosh, adaita digdolim nodar, he had in mind adult males. Vahani kevan delav gedolim ninu, v'lo nehigi minig gedolim. Children, they're not adults, and they don't practice the ways of adults. Lochi lesnu b'chlal gedolim, they're not included in adults. Umuter bohen, and he's therefore allowed to benefit from children. The next Mishnah on the side. We have a topic heading, Hanoider Min. We're going to have two expressions that I'll speak on a very personal level, two very confusing words. They're very, letter-wise, they're very, very similar, but they mean very different things. So one who vows, let us say, not to benefit from Hayilodim. Now that word, Yilodim, Mashma Kvar Noldu, people that have already been born. Hanolodim, that implies mashma osidli volate, someone that is not yet born. Now those definitions are going to come under scrutiny when we get into the Gemara. Hanoder, the Mishnah, Hanoder min hayilodim, one who vows not to benefit from those that have already been born, mutter benolodim, he's allowed to benefit from those that are yet unborn at the time of the neder, the time of his vow. Min ha-nolodim, he vows not to benefit from the nolodim, those that are going to be born. Osir min hayilodim, he's not allowed to benefit from those that have already been born. This needs explanation, but we're going on in the meantime. And now, another clause that is very unclear, Rabbi Meir matir af b'yilodim. If you take this literally, Rabbi Meir is saying he's by swearing not to benefit from the Nolodim, he says it's mutter for him to benefit even from the Yilodim. Well, even from means from everybody then, not only this, but even that. That it can't mean that. V'chachomim oimrim lo niskavein ze elobami shedarko lehivoleid. Someone who vowed not to benefit from the Nolodim, his intention is to prohibit himself from Misha Darkoli Voleid, those that have already come into the world. If we look in Rashi, V'chachomim Omrim, Osir B'Shnehem. Once again, one who is noder from the Nolodim, and we're assuming that means those that are have not yet been born, that will include both. Delonis gavin ze elo mikol mi shedarko livoleid. He intends to prohibit himself from anyone whose way is to be born. Chachomim de seifa haynu tanakamo. This chachomim is the same as the Tanakhama that said one who vows not to benefit from Nolodim is also from the Yilodim as well. Now, the Gemara. The Gemara focuses on the Rebbe Meir's statement, which we said is hard to understand as we read the Mishnah. Le Rebbe Meir, who said that one who had vowed not to benefit from the Olim is mutter even if to from the Yilodim. So the Rabbi Meir Velomi Baya no Lodim, by saying Af Bayilodim, are you saying that it goes without saying that he's allowed to benefit from the Nolodim? Elomiman also then, from whom is he prohibited? And we're talking about someone who made a vow not to benefit. The Mishnah has been left deliberately terse, and the correct understanding is as follows. Hanoder min hayilodim, one who vows not to benefit from those that have already been born, mutter benolodim, he is allowed to benefit from those that have not yet been born at the time of the vow. Min ha-nolodim, one who forswears benefiting from the ones that are as yet unborn, also by yilodim, he prohibits himself even from the yilodim. Means everyone would be off limits to him. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hanoder min ha-nolodim, mutter by yilodim, ki hechi denoder min ha-yilodim, mutter by nolodim. All Rabbi Meir is saying is that you go according to what the man said. If he vowed not to benefit from the nolodim, from those that have not been born, he's allowed to benefit from those that have already been born. And if he vows not to benefit from the yilodim, those have already been born. So only those are prohibited. He's allowed to benefit from the nolodim, those that have not yet been born. Omar le Rav Papa Labaye. Le main raw, and here the Gemara focuses on the translation, the meaning of those words, nolodim and yilodim. So Rav Papa asks Abaye, lemeimra de nolodim, the misyaldon mashma. Are you telling me that nolodim means those that have not yet been born? Elomeata, well, in the following pasuk, which says, shnei bonayach hanolodim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, hachinami de misyaldon hu. Yankov is speaking to Yosef, referring to his two sons that have already been born in Mitzrayim. Do you mean to say that they are going to be born in the future, but they've already been born? So you see, the word nolodim refers to those that have already been born. Velomai dialidu mashma. Are you then saying that nolodim means that those that have already been born? Elo me'ato, dechtiv hine ben nolad lebeis David Yoshio shmo, hachinami dahave. Here you have the word nolad, and you want me to believe that it means those that someone has already been born. Here the pasuk is describing someone whose grandfather hasn't even been born yet. V'ho adayim menashte lo bo. When this pasuk of hine ben nolad lebeis David Yoshio shmo was stated, it was stated at a point that Yoshio's grandfather, Menashe, has not yet been born. So you see that the word nolad or noladim cannot refer to those that have already been born. Well, elo mashma hochi umashma hochi, the word noladim can mean both. It can mean already born, can mean that have not yet been born. When it comes to the laws of Nidorim, the laws of vows, you follow the way people use the terms. There's the common speech. And in common speech, these words nolodim and yilodim have specific meanings. We look at the Rashi. The way of people is to refer to nolodim as a reference to those that have not been born yet. And if he vowed not to benefit from nolodim, so he cannot benefit from those that have not yet as been born. Not as yet been born. The Ran adds a bit more. What the Ran does is he explains the machlokes Rebbe Meir and the Rabbonon. So if we just get a little taste of the Ran, Uvenidorim Haloch Achar Loshim Leonim Uvahochi Pligi, Rebbe Meir v'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon Savri, the Chihechi Shenolodim B'Loshen Torah Kolel Nolodim Kvar Vasim Livolei. Just like in the Torah, the word Nolodim includes both Hochanami B'Loshen B'nei Odom, so too when it comes to common speech. V'hainu the Haji Rabbonon L'meimar B'Sefer de Masnisin Lo Niskavin Zelo Mimi Shedarko Livolei. V'lo Das Shlishi Hu. And as we saw in Rashi as well, this is not a third opinion. The Rush has a different take on this, though, I want to point out. The Ran goes on, Elo deprushi kamaforshi tamayu. The Rabbonon are explaining themselves. The Amri danodim elodim osir bakol. The Yovitaim elimilsayu. Shaliskavin olomishadakli vole bain labo bain leshovar. That in the use of the word nolodim, his intention is to refer to those that are that come into being through birth, whether they've already come into being or they will come into being. The Rabbonin's opinion is that the word nolodim does not have a specific intent. Rabbi Meir Savar de Beloshim Bnei Adam Lo Mikru Nolodim Elo Asin Void. Rabbi Meir disagrees and he says in common speech, Nolodim does have a specific intent, namely those that will be born. Uvilodim, Nami, and the word Yilodim also, the Travayu Modu, both agree regarding Yilodim, the Mutter Bosun Shasim Livolei. The word Yilodim implies those that have already been born, thereby enabling the vower to benefit from those that will, that have not yet been born. Tamayo Mishum Loshon Bnei Adam, Dilu Loshon Torah. However, when it comes to the Torah use of these words, Kechi Demashman Odim Kvar, Yichtiv Kolam HaYilodim Bamidbar. Just like Yilodim is Mashma, those that have been born already. Hochinami Mashma Asidim. The word Yilodim also has a future connotation. Asidim Vole Kechtiv Kolaben HaYilod. So you see the word yilod, when it comes to the Torah, can have a dual understanding as well. Now let's turn back to the Gemara. The second to last line, V'chachomim omrim, lo niskavein zeh elo mimi shedarko livolei. The Chachomim in the Mishnah pointed out that When you vow not to benefit from no lodim, you're including those that have already been born and those that will be born. Those chachomim are now, we have to go now to the Gemara text, is lafuke mai, who is not included in the vow according to the chachomim. After all, the Chachamim said that if you vow not to benefit from no lodim, that includes those that have already been born and those that have not yet been born, they're all usher. So who is not included in that prohibition? Lafuke dogim va'oifos, to the exclusion of fish and birds. Fish and birds, reproduction is not described by using the word leida. Fish and birds, they certainly were familiar with birds, how they develop from eggs, they hatch forth from eggs, and fish reproduction likewise is not referred to by the term leida. If you'll notice the Ran at the bottom says lafuki dog and voifish shehem matilim beitzim, they lay eggs velo mis tziru b'meim, they are not formed inside their mother's wombs. As far as the fact that there are fish that are live bearers, let us just assume that when it comes to Nidorim, people perceive them as being born forth from eggs. And when it comes to the Loshon of Nidorim, the way people use terms, the way people perceive things, is really the determining factor. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.